All right, cool. We're back.
No, the chimes. No, no. I'm haunted by other ship. I'm so fucked up. Oh my god.
We're here with Matt Baxter. We just came from a weird sex cult place that does like steam and sauna. Sha already knew about this place, so her brother got us these free passes to this sauna and cold plunge place. And Shah's only information about this place, aside from the obvious, is someone from there has molested like two women and a guy.
Someone who works there?
Not anymore.
An ex-employee. So that was the only information. So all week we've been like...
Only the leader can do that.
Yeah, basically. Like, we've been excited.
The guy who runs the joint.
We've been looking forward to just basically being raped at this, like,
yeah,
cold plunge place. So that kind of added to the excitement a little bit. Just when you hear that about a place and nothing else, the fact that, like
I love you guys were like, we gotta go.
Yeah, I've heard about
Matt,
it.
Matt, we have to go. You would love it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's insane. Because you have, like, these guides. And I was like, wouldn't it be so funny if, like, Baxter was just, like, one of these...
Yeah. A guy in a
towel. Like a guide, these two like guys in towels, and they're like, okay guys, who's ready for the snowball? Yeah. And it's like a snowball filled with like
snowball.
Basil or like peppermint.
If I do a cold plunge and then try and molest, I think that's fair game, because that's gonna be hard with my little shriveled up penis. If I could pull that off, I earned it.
I was just laughed at the idea of you like, because it's like a performance thing. They put this big ice into the sauna. And then they're like whooshing the towels, okay, and like the girls are getting really into it. They're just like, yeah, like he's like, yeah, who wants the snowball? They're like, us. And then he's like whipping the towel. And it's
Did
like
they have any hammocks people lay on?
No, it's just like
my sister went to one of those places and she laid down the hammock and it span and she fell over and got a concussion.
Oh shit.
That was a relaxing day at the spot.
There was just two things to do. Either you're really hot in a sauna or you're in the coldest like plunge pool thing. And when I was there, I was like, there must be loads of rapes happening here.
Yeah.
Because it's like these instructors.
It's all hot rich people too, right?
Yeah.
Basically.
Everyone was very, very trim, tidy. And Lewis was like, oh, I was the beefiest guy there. Like some emaciated gay guys, dancer type bodies on women. And then I'm like, I'm blind because it's too hot to wear my glasses. So it's nice because I just have a degree of separation. I'm not making eye contact. And I'm just like doing whatever
You're
I want.
You're just there for the sensory experience.
Yeah. But then the women are wearing like, either they have like some sort of modesting or it's just like extreme, like weird strappy bathing suits. I'm like, what the fuck? But I'm not really looking because I'm blind. I can only see like a small radius.
And neither was I, but I knew that it was the most like tight dance. I was just like,
yeah, it was dancer,
I am in the gym, just like eyes straight ahead.
Yeah.
On the floor, like prison. It was like prison, but it was a bunch of like hot women from
mostly girls.
The richest echelons of like fucking Toronto. So
the 10 p.m. like they have classes, like they have guided classes.
Yeah,
but
the
evening classes,
show.
There's a 10 p.m. that goes until like they shut it down at 11:45. We would not go to those, but it would just be like different themes. Like, oh, do you want a sound bath? And you're all forced to do it together, which sounds like horrible. Like 90 person performance sauna.
Because it's already kind of like guided anyway. Because they say, oh, is it your first time? And they give you like a wristband, which I should have refused. I should have been like, okay,
like a swingers
no,
club.
Don't identify yourself. And then as soon as you like get changed, by the way, it's like a co-ed changing room. So there are like some private things which are like kind of covered by a towel, but it's basically like men and women just in amongst each other, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then
made a great point how like those type of people they don't believe in God, right? They'll be like, God's not real.
Yeah.
But they're like, no, I just gotta like play with this bowl and this spoon and it makes this fun sound and that'll heal me. Like they'll believe in that.
Yes.
But they won't believe in
an
intelligent creator, which is interesting.
Yeah, like
I wish I came up with that point. It's a brilliant observation, but that's not mine.
Yeah,
it's a podcast to listen to.
It's the same with all of these like new age, especially like Buddhist types as well. Like Shaka probably talk more about the.
Sadly, yes.
You know how they say
you
like
guys got wrapped up in that.
I did too.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. It's very powerful.
I was trying to fix myself. I tried Tony Robbins.
It's alluring.
You did Tony Robbins.
Yeah, I read a Tony Robbins book. I tried all kinds of
yes,
shit.
Yes, exactly.
Microdosing mushrooms, all kinds of things.
Yep, did that.
And all I needed was Jesus.
Yep. Amen.
Yeah.
I've seen some of your posts, or the testimony was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I love that you have the sparkle in your eyes that only comes from a man who has found Jesus, or a person who's found Jesus. It's like the best.
Yeah.
And even I think for me, like my baptism, I did it without thinking, because I didn't. And again, I was very far gone. Like we all have been. We all were very far gone in some like deep things where I was still half in my like gross, like the world, which I just came from today at the sauna plunge place. And even coming back from that and being able to speak to you today.
I think as long as you see like those kinds of things as like treats and not like the meal that God and Jesus is, it's okay. Like there's nothing wrong with doing a cold plunge.
No, I was praying in the sauna. Body.
But if people like make that into a false idol, I think that could
absolutely
be bad. Yeah.
Yeah. And like other people have told me, because I spoke, it's the kinds of people, you know, the kinds of people who would know about this place.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm I talked to a artist type friend and he was like, oh yeah, I haven't been, but my friends have gone and they're like, they don't mind like the hot cold plunge, that's like nice, like everyone likes that kind of thing, but they're like, they don't like the community. And the person that I knew who told me about like whatever was going on with like the sexual assaults was basically like, oh yeah, I know like some people who like got into trouble, like, and they were just, it's like if you were working there, I'm like, Matt, some people have come forward to accuse you of some things. Would you like to talk to HR, or do you just want to leave? And the person just like quit.
That's not why I think Matt would be good at working at the place. Not for the molesting people. Just
no.
It's like a performance.
It's an Irish
thing.
Dude with a man bun.
I was laughing at the idea of you like getting a job there and just like crushing like this thing, and then the other guy getting jealous.
Crushing like pussy.
No, just being the great performer.
As in like the performance. But yeah, you'd be able to like assault a lot of like attractive women as well. Like I wanted to when I was there. It was like
it's all these chicks stretching.
No, it was like insane. Like
yoga people lying around.
See,
I was stretching.
But you could.
It was just if I wasn't married, I would totally rape all you guys.
It was very like just the extremes of it.
Yeah, it
like
was very
blasting
extreme
music, and then like extreme hot, and then extreme cold, and like this chick was like like spreading her legs, like
the one like on the left.
Like yeah, like a 180 degree. Wild.
Yeah, I know. Like I was stretching too, but like here's the thing. For better or for worse, I've been to a lot of spas. So like I know, like I was like, I'm gonna see what this place is about. Okay. So you go to Yorkville, you pass the berries, you pass like the big granite rock and the Starbucks, you go downstairs and it doesn't smell like a Lush store, but you smell the aromatherapy, the expensive aromatherapy. You go through and it's dimly lit amber, 70s tile, warm wood, change rooms too small to have sex in, and bathrooms too small to like do anything in, right? Mm-hmm. Deliberate. Mm. And you want to maximize sauna space, and they have maybe 4 or 5 cold plunge baths. Mm. There's a didgeridoo, there's a sound bowl, there's a gong, there's all these like sound instruments around the sound bath area. I mean, around the cold plunge area. You can tell that it's very expensively and extensively curated to make you feel a certain way. It's highly calibrated for this type of person. If I was like 28, I'd probably be into it, but I think it's still too extreme.
What's the intention? How do they want to make you feel?
Okay, so the guy who founded it used to be a crypto dude, and they want you to have it's got a dotted line to Burning Man, if not a direct arrow, right? So you've got that kind of person who's done too many psychedelics,
right,
is quote sober curious, because that's a term now. And then you want to kind of like
I got daddy's money, but I'm also an artist, and I'm also
you
got to
dry out.
Is that
you fuck
that person?
Yeah, yeah. It's wild because he has a LinkedIn page, which is like a business kind of like social media.
They have an
and it said like, oh, I want to create this like nice space, blah blah blah, blah. I enjoy stimulants still. Like he just like says that in like this like long pose. I was like, "What? You enjoy stimulus?"
He's on Addy.
Yeah, like yeah, he's yeah. yeah. But it was just like weird that he just like put that in. He was like, yeah, I like being in cold water and then hot, but also I like stimulants. He just like had to mention it.
And we could mimic that experience for next to nothing. Which is interesting.
Yeah, well, they started it.
Like in Barrie, we would do the hillbilly version of it. You hot tub,
yeah.
jump in the snowbank,
yeah.
back in the hot tub.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get a similar feeling.
It started in someone's backyard where it's like if Lewis and I just had a doggy pool, which I have, and just like, hey, come through, Matt.
Yeah, I'll do a cold plunge.
Let's
there,
do this. Yeah.
There is a really sick place in Etobicoke that's like a Russian banya, and that's more like tradition. I don't think any rape would happen there. I feel like it would
too stern and
I feel like it wouldn't go, but. It's a pretty cool place.
Would you guys go back?
I would go back, yeah.
He would go back. I'm not sure because I don't know if I
kind of want to come.
You should.
I would
should definitely go.
Go again.
Me and Matt should go without you.
It's very extreme for me. And because I know, like, I was talking to another friend about
I took a cold shower this morning, kind of.
Yeah, like
I do the pussy way. I do the hot, and then I'll do the
No, but that's good. As long as you're...
It's something. That Andrew Huberman guy said if you take a cold shower properly, you'll get, like, the same amount of dopamine release as
cocaine. I just got it, and it's too much for my body.
Yeah.
Right? You guys are hardened
users.
We
can still catch the...
It's not me. Like,
this was day one me trying it.
Oh, God.
It's day one,
Oh, like, I was extremely... cold and tired. I ate a lot and now I'm extremely warm, so my body's reacting to the extremes in which, like, and I'm a delicate woman, so it's a lot for me.
Yeah,
it's a lot. Like I'm now really like warm, like it's just
the kind of person who's into like cold plunges and stuff is like
it's not me really
sometimes just like completely insane.
I've done a polar bear, like the polar
bear. People
who want
to be like, I want to be a high performer and world class individual.
So it was it was like
or like depressed people like me kind of go down to that.
Tech
there was like the
rabbit hole too.
The random like really ripped like old guy who just has like insane conditioning. You had like it was mostly just like females.
It was
like
girls
young...
having trios of girls having a social time because like if you were that kind of girl with money, you would go there and just chill
and then
just
like
have
porno style like Asian girls with like dragon tattoos. Like
size zero.
You know when you see
zero,
like an
zero.
Asian girl and she's like smoking,
like whitewashed,
or
ones.
She have as like a tattoo, just like off the reservation.
I
Asians,
said the bad ones
like,
that are not
bad,
me,
the
like
bad
the bad ones, because I was never really bad. I thought about it, but
it
I
was
didn't
cool
get a
though.
Tattoo.
I'm gonna. We should go back, but I think we should go to the Russian banya. I think you'd probably prefer that one. Sure.
I went to one of those mega churches. You know what Elevation is?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Be, like, a
in
lot of Mississauga. Worship, sing songs. It was in Etobicoke.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Is that like the Justin Bieber?
I wasn't in a great headspace when I went, but I didn't love it. I don't think.
Was it
like it's weird? Like it felt like my days of like going to King Street, going into a club. Mm-hmm. It was like young people dressed really cool. And there's like a vibe of everyone trying to like flirt and maybe find someone to fuck that night. It felt like going to a club.
Yeah.
And then there's like they're selling merchandise with Jesus on it.
Yeah, right.
Like merch for Jesus. I'm like, this is strange. And then they're going up to you with like electronic money collectors to see if you can donate money to these things.
Yeah, that's weird.
And I'm like, I don't feel God here necessarily.
No,
I think this is like a fake church.
I get that feeling from like the Pentecostal ones where they're like the pastor's like, you know, too cool.
All right, mate.
Yeah.
And it was funny because I got baptized in one of these like kind of places. And when you go into the pool and then come out again, he was like screaming in my ear like we were at a club. Like he was some Australian student on pills. He was like, I know you don't think you're enough, but you are. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? I thought he was going to say like a prayer.
And the music is incredible. Like the music comes from Hillsong, you know, that church.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was a whole scandal with that.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys wear that? Yeah, you wear that scandal? Yeah.
Carl,
But like, I'm conflicted because the music is really good, but then you think about the Bible. Satan was the head musician in heaven.
Right.
So there's something satanic about music, and you got to be careful.
It is,
yeah.
That's his domain, like entertainment, music, art.
Yep.
I like
that's
Catholic music.
Oh, I love the Catholic.
Like that midnight,
more traditional,
midnight mass vibe or like classic violins. And I love an organ as well.
The Renaissance music is really good. I was listening to it and it's so pure, right? Like I missed Midnight Mass this year, even though I'm not a Catholic. I still like it because the music is just fantastic.
Yeah.
It's not the, they do a lot of the solos and like they go on a lot in Pentecostals and it's a bit much for him. Sometimes I like it, but
yeah, I'm not.
You know, you need the word of God.
We go to like a Presbyterian church, which
the
is
speaking
like
in tongues is fun at the Pentecostal churches.
What's that?
Oh, I've
the
seen
speaking
it.
In tongues. Yeah, fall down and start having seizures and shit.
And they have like female pastor ones and. But they had which was even weirder. It was like a female pastor. They just put a video on of some like Australian woman who was one of the founders, and she was like talking about like the vaccines and stuff. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And we just like left because it's like you can't just put on like a video. That's like when a teacher like you know wants to he's like hungover and wants to take it easy and just puts on a video for the kids.
There's a church at Bathurst College, and they have like they have like a sign, and they made the God and Jesus and Holy Spirit pronouns like inclusive.
Oh what?
So it's like they, them, God.
Really?
She, he, Holy Spirit.
Are you serious? She, he, Holy Spirit.
I might be making that one up, but it's something like
they, them,
it's
God.
Something like that. Yeah.
That is so insane.
Yeah, God's a non-binary.
No, apparently. God. Our God is a patriarchal God.
I'll send them an olive branch. I'm pretty sure Lucifer is a tranny, but besides that,
yeah, he is.
Baphomet for sure. Yeah.
He's androgynous, right? Yeah.
Got the got the tits, got the penis, and the goat's head. All three genders in one.
In one eye. In one arm, I think.
No, he has one. He has two hands.
Does he?
Yeah, one's pointing.
I thought
up
God
one's
cut off one of his arms, and put one of his eyes out.
Maybe Baphomet is different.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the depiction is.
Yeah.
One hand pointing up and the other pointing down.
Yeah.
No, the baptism is good. Like, did you, for you, because you had a strong testimony, you knew what you had been saved from, and you're coming at, like, you made a very conscious decision to change your life. When I did it, I
sort
don't
of.
Think. Yeah, but you had some declarations and you had a strong testimony. For me, like, I didn't have that. I just did it because I'm like, not just because I thought I should. There was zero resistance for me to get baptized, but I did not feel the effects of, like, actually how my life had changed until more recently. Not at the time of my baptism. I think it's very special when people like yourself or, like, some of my other friends have spent whatever time, like, again, it's between you and God, but I think it's beautiful when people have spent whatever time they did with God and they're very aware of the choice they made. Because some people never get baptized. Like, I have family members that were hardcore Christians before me, would go to Bible study in university on a Friday, and like, they still haven't been baptized.
Yeah.
To my, like, if you leave it so long,
to your chagrin.
Can't really do that. Yeah, to my chagrin, you know what I mean? Like, there's some people who leave
I got
it
baptized
and
because of this
pamphlet
I was given at the Freedom March called The Beast. And it just goes into, like, Revelations. And there was a...
There's a name for those things. What are those called?
Tract.
A tract.
Biblical tract.
Yes, yeah. Biblical tract,
the classic chick.
And
tract.
I saw that and I was like, shit, I need to get baptized. Things are going... And this is in, like, 2021. 7th of October, 2021.
The Beast.
Yeah, but I just thought that book was like a really good, like, and made in Ontario, California. I always find it funny. There's a
The guy who kind of inspired me to find Jesus. He was telling me how he thinks the mark of the beast is those computer chips that people are putting in their wrist and in their head.
Yeah.
So people are like buying food and opening doors with those computer chips. And the Bible says there'll be the mark of the beast on your right hand and in your forehead.
Yeah.
It's like there's also the Neuralink Elon Musk is doing.
Yeah. It's like,
but to be honest, even before I knew that, I was not getting that shit. There's no way. That always gave me like a bad feeling. I'm like,
being microchipped, that's like,
I'm good on that.
That's a step beyond. There's no way to like positively spin microchips.
I'm curious to see if people will actually go along with it and get it.
Well, I mean, they went along with the vaccine, but the vaccine isn't exactly like it has enough PR behind it that it's like
in a quasi.
And the vaccine gets you sick. You get the flu for a day. This chip though is going to like connect you to infinite knowledge. Like it is the forbidden fruit.
The prime.
Yeah,
life.
That's what it seems like.
You'll just know everything because you'll have Google in your head.
Mm.
So that'll be
it'd be a weird choice to not
enticing
do it.
For people.
Like not having a phone, it'd be like the next level of like.
It will get to that point where you can't compete on the main stage unless you have this chip. You just won't be,
on
their
level.
You'll
be able to like get a job anyway. Nobody wants an unchipped worker because you won't be performing on like as many levels.
I just don't know how people like even with like the Apple Watch, like people just like I don't know. Like, and it's expensive. I just don't know why you want to watch. Like, why would you want to have a tiny thing that has like, that is just like stressing you out all the time? Like, I just don't know how people. It's a status symbol, of course, as well. But I'm just like, why do you want that?
An Apple Watch?
Yeah, like, it's stupid.
It's not that much, though, is it?
I don't know how much. It's cheap now. But I don't know how much they actually cost. No, but it's just stupid.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, people had a weird reaction to me getting baptized, actually.
Oh, so...
Some people were very supportive, but then other people would DM me and want to have, like, some intellectual debate about the Bible.
Oh, God.
And I'm not some theology scholar. Like, I just want to have a relationship with God and help people and, like, not do meth. I'm not here to...
Yeah,
like,
like, it's very simple, guys.
Yeah, it really is. And they still want to be like, okay, that's cool. Well, I want to still argue about this random passage in some book I haven't read yet, to be honest with you.
Yeah, fair
like,
enough.
I've read some of it, but I'm not an expert on it yet.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. And I think no one is ever.
I think people get caught up in the details. God just wants you to like love people and help people
heart.
And
it's
talk to him.
Heart.
Yeah,
yes.
Like the,
you can know God intellectually and you know not know him at all truly.
Yeah, it's true. Yes. Yeah.
If you want to put out the contradictions, you kind of miss in the whole like.
No, I've had that. I've had. There will always be people that have like a challenging demon spirit in them that will. Like, they just know one thing about you, that one thing. They zero in on it. Whether mildly, harshly, or whatever, you'll always be opposed and you'll always be attacked. But at least we have the armor of God, which is amazing. And
I say that one every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. Ephesians.
Yeah, Ephesians.
And, you know, I think also for, like, a new baptized believer, of course, you get a lot of attacks from the enemy because, right? You've been...
The day of my baptism, I was peaceful. But then when I got home and I was alone, the demons were surrounding me.
Oh, yeah. Because they know what you did.
Yeah. It felt like Satan was like, oh, you think you're breaking off from me? I don't think so, bud. And like he just attacked me on every angle.
Yeah.
But I got through it, luckily.
Yeah.
Not luckily.
Thanks.
I'm blessed to get through
it. Exactly. Thanks be to God. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper.
Yeah.
Another good thing. Like I learned a lot from my Christian sisters, which for me is it's so important to have them around me or fellowship because you alone will wither and die, right? And we also strengthen each other. You are a strong advocate for your brother as I am a strong advocate for like my sisters and all that, which is just the best. Or one of my favorite things is like the collective belief in prayer that when you doubt that God could do something, like if I want healing for someone, a loved one, like you're like, could this really happen? Because we live in a still... You know, our world, like, we have faith for other people, but when other people have faith and pray for us, oh, it's just the best. You feel so strong to have that because, right, you're like the body of, everyone is the body of Christ.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, when they didn't have a physical church, like, this could be a church meeting. This
could be Shah, a church. Yeah, Shah prayed for me to be strong on one Tuesday.
Literally got strong.
And I did my new personal best on the,
That's amazing.
Bench press. I got to level 18, and it only goes up 16. To, like,
and you're
24. 16. Usually goes 16.
And you do 16.
I don't know how much weight that is, but it's a fair amount.
And I will save in... Me praying for him, God has always answered my prayer for him in ways almost immediately in some cases and in huge ways, like large monetary rewards for him, career things for him. And like, I've literally been
just like a huge deals, just
me
out
just
of,
praying for him
out of nowhere.
That's
because I
want to
work if you did
him.
You're like, hey, God, please give me some dough.
Basically,
but when she does it, it's powerful, yeah.
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 That makes sense.
Yeah.
For him.
I would never think to like, I don't know.
No, I really tapped into the power of prayer and faith, but also the beginning of this year, I made a conscious decision to just try to read my Bible and get into it. Again, my friend gave me the best Bible, which is the MacArthur Study Bible.
Yeah, that's one of the super churches that we went to, but it's like a big singy song. I sent you a couple of his sermons about like living
John
in a wicked world and Magic and Demons, which is like a classic banger, but he's like an OG. He's just like very biblical. Like he talks about the WEF. He talks about like Klaus Schwab. He talks about like he didn't close his church down during the pandemic. Did a lot of pretty cool stuff.
My church didn't either. They stayed open the entire time.
Sick.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? There was something. Were you with us at Josh Infold's bachelor party?
I was, yeah. That was a disaster.
It was. But at the strip club, I actually brought, Shaw gave me a Bible.
Yeah, I remember that. It was hilarious. Along. The strippers would come and you just hold it at them.
Yeah, it was interesting. Just like the reaction that like it got. It just kind of reminded me of what you were saying earlier. It was like having a gun. You're just pulling a gun out. And then be like,
the strip club, for sure. Even... Yeah.
The
even
reactions
people
of people.
Or like friends, like your you let your husband, right? Because in a quote, modern relationship, no way in hell would my husband or boyfriend be allowed to go celebrate with his friends at some place that is questionable, where if you don't trust your husband, or if you don't have, if your covenant, we have a covenant marriage, it is a Christian marriage. If your marriage isn't founded on two people like agreeing to a covenant, again, many people break,
like putting Christ in the middle, you mean?
Yeah and I have a good husband. I trust my husband, and God has given me like the best husband in the world for me. What, like, people were fighting me to be like, what, you didn't say anything? I'm like he's fine. I gave him the mini Bible. I'm like, take this, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah
like, oh, you know, other I could get a norm, like a regular average person who doesn't have Jesus or God or faith or a trust, get mad, throw the book at him, tell him no, you're not going, or just scream and shout. I didn't do that. And people are shocked. People were shocked and even appalled at my nonchalance towards it.
Yeah.
Which is it's not
you
ridiculous.
You also know the culture of our friends. It's more of a goof. We're not like sitting there being like, we're getting laid tonight, boys. It's like,
not like sleazy. I know. No, I'm like, I know every one of these
we're
guys.
We're fucking around. The best part was like Josh coming on stage and getting showered.
That
with
was
them.
So
like
funny. That was one of the greatest nights ever.
Like, I left. Maybe at some point people were getting lap dances and stuff. But
sure.
Yeah.
We were just
people
goofing
were
around.
Like, no one had money really. So people were like, wasting these girls' time. Yeah. Like, Jamie Villeneuve was just like talking this girl's ear off.
Yeah.
And I just like gave her $5 because I was just like, I felt bad. Like, someone else was like haggling with someone for like a dance. And I was like, this is disgusting. Like, I can't like get a lap dance or, but I want to like, I like tipped well for the drinks and stuff. I just made sure to like not, but they seem to appreciate it. So,
yeah.
It was fun. It was an interesting vibe. Oh yeah! After I got baptized as well, I sold out my fucking Toronto Style show. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the cash, cheap Fridays.
Yeah, the shit little show. But it just
that was a great show. I do remember that.
Yeah, and it sold out for the first time like the week after I got baptized. It was like 2 days after, which I don't know what I would put it down to, but. Yeah, having like a lot
of
people.
I didn't know it was possible to feel this good in life. Like, my entire life, I just felt bad, like, internally. It was just pain all the time.
Yeah.
I just didn't enjoy life since I was, like, a kid. And it's all, like, just getting evaporated, and it feels amazing.
Yeah, it just feels good. Just being,
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Amen. It is the best.
I just drink tea and decaf coffee now and Holy Spirit, and I feel amazing.
Oh, it's so good. That's so good. Like,
it's
great that you even know, like, that you're so, like, you have the love of God in you. That's
it's like
just the best. It's the best.
Yeah.
Some people have it and they don't know, or they don't know quite, like, but you, like, because I meet all kinds of women that are coming closer to God or, like secure Christians that have been baptized or grew up in that tradition. Like, it's good to have that knowledge and to be so appreciative of the free gift that we received from Jesus. I think that's some things that some people, even so-called Christians, and again, we're all different. That's between you and God. Some
people
don't have that.
People talked about the benefits more than harping on what you can and cannot do. Like, I tell people, like, the Holy Spirit gets me the best high I've ever experienced.
Oh, that's so good.
And when you share that, it becomes attractive, as opposed to, like, you know, you can't do this, don't curse,
right?
Don't have sex. That's like, true. Oh, that's not a good sales pitch.
Right. Yeah. That's true.
You know,
that's
for Christianity.
True. Yeah.
What? Like my mentor right now, he doesn't like the word mentor because he thinks it creates like a fake hierarchy. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm a loser drug addict, bro. Like I'm not above you. I'm just gonna show you how to talk to God. He's my brother, yeah.
That's so good.
And he's teaching me about this concept that him and his mentor came up with. It's called the I don't care. Mm. So I get into a state of mind where I literally don't care about anything. I don't care about myself, I don't care about my future, I don't care about my loved ones, I don't care about the wars overseas. I'm just in a state of I don't care, it's called. Mm-hmm. And it's literally like a high. Like I'll be there, like my eyes will be rolling in the back of my head like I'm on Oxycontin. Because that's the reason why you drink and do drugs is to get into a state of where you don't care about things. And you just like be fully in the moment.
Yeah.
And he's teaching me how to access that while I'm just on nothing. And it's amazing. Like I wish I could articulate it as well as him, but yeah, he calls it the I don't care.
Hmm. Interesting.
Have you tried the Wim Hof breathing before?
No.
No, I haven't. Sorry, one last thing for this. Yeah. It stems from the idea that like, so in AA, there's a step three, which is where you give your life over to the care of God. So it's like, if God is caring about everything, I don't need to do anything. My job is not to care about other people and events and stuff like that. Yeah. He's got it. Like, it's going to play out the way he wants to play it out. So me worrying about stuff is not going to do anything. Mm-hmm. Like he's going to handle it.
Yep.
And realizing that, I was like, oh my God, it feels so good. It's such a load off.
Yeah.
You know?
It's true. And I think when you have like,
he's an eternal being. He's all-knowing. He can run my life way better than I can. Yeah. You know, I'm a sinful degenerate. Yeah. You know? So, yeah, dude, take it. Guide me. Like,
Leo, I was saying in the last episode, but the one before, that he'd get bored of heaven. And I just thought that was such a dumbass thing.
You're a fucking idiot.
To be, like, bored of, like, heaven.
Like, eternal life.
Like, he thinks it's, like, in The Simpsons or something, where it's, like, everything's just like you have to be good all the time.
You can't conceive of it. And like and honestly, like when you get into reading, like there's so much, this is like the foundation of everything, and this answers literally every question that anyone has about life.
Well, you would rather be in a bathroom doing blow than in heaven with the guy who made everything.
I was like,
sorry to cut you off. What were you saying?
When you
I
get
like, maybe
into
God would let you host an open mic, it'll be fine.
Yeah, and then he was like, no Hindus at the open mic. I'm like, amen, no Hindus at the open mic.
By the way, Lee, don't
mic.
Worry about it, because you're not going.
What were you going
to
say?
When you get into reading the Bible, it literally answers everything, but it's cool how, and you'll get into where our modern culture has twisted so much stuff, like the rainbow or whatever. And when you get into, like, one of my favorite books is Revelation, because it's just like, it's, I don't want to put psychedelic on like something that God has done and created a vision for the Apostle John, but it's just so inconceivable. Like the way certain things are written is just incredible. Yeah. Like I was trying to read the full Bible this year. I don't know that I'll make that goal. Like one of my friends was like, Charmaine, don't do that. Just depress and keep reading. Like you should read it meaningfully. But I will tell you that my commitment to trying to know the word of God and read the Bible better bit by bit at your own pace has done so much in helping me grow, helping me like directly access God's word for me, get revelation from what he is saying to me in scripture. And it will help you because I know you also, your life has changed and you want to disciple people. You already are. You're an example, right? Mm. We all are. Yeah. When we speak openly, profess and like tell people that Jesus is Lord our God and there's only one God. Mm-hmm. He's the living God and that's it. Mm-hmm. The Alpha and the Omega, like, go away. I'm like the most hardcore evangelist and all my friends will be like, oh, I love how hardcore you are. I'm like, yeah, because I did everything else and I came from the worst place.
Yeah. Yeah. God's using you in that way.
Yes. And I've been in the worst places for myself. I've gone all down the spiritual dead end roads and gone very far into places where demons have, and I know you too, because you told me, where demons have accessed me and like I was saved from that, and that is incredible. That's how powerful like Jesus and God is, and I'm glad that he, you know, had a hand on my life. Mm-hmm. Like that's the most, like I'm gonna cry, right? Like that's just the best thing ever.
I know, and I get teary-eyed too.
No, I know
sometimes.
Because that's the Holy Spirit, and for people to not know how critical that is and how badly Satan wants you for all eternity, people should be very afraid. People should be disturbed for. And it's, again, it's not their fault. They know, forgive them for they know not what they do. The God of this world, small g God, the enemy, has blinded their ears. Like, the ears, they can't see, they don't understand. I want that for my family who are, and friends who aren't fully saved. But one of the lessons I also had to learn is that there's nothing I can do to change someone. Let me just pray for them. Let me not be that annoying Christian, which I'm a smarty pants know-it-all, so I can act like that. Yeah, right? Yeah. We can.
That's something I repent for. We do like weekly repentance.
Oh.
Where I write down all the things that I'm sorry for. And one of them is like, yeah, my arrogance, thinking I know best because I don't.
Yeah, no,
and thinking
we don't.
I could save people because I also can't.
Right, I know. And you
I have
want
no power.
So bad.
I'm a nothing.
No. You know? And you want to so bad because you want what you have for them.
Oh, I used to try. And people would get mad at me, friends. They would turn on me.
Yeah.
They would get violent physically and verbally. And I'm just trying to like bring them to God and change their lives. And they're like punching me.
Yeah.
So I've learned my lesson. I can't save people. Know. They don't like it.
No. And like, then that also, you know, our God is a mighty God.
Captain save a soul.
Yeah. Over here. And God will do what he wants in his time, and that is the nicest assurance. Like, you're like, oh, I can relax. I'm like, right, I can just chill.
Yeah.
But for some things, like,
you ever, like, survivor's guilt? I get that sometimes. I'm like, why
no.
me?
No, I but I had a lot of shame before. The shame is gone. Okay. But I had a lot of shame.
Shame for what?
All the things that I did wrong, or all the ways that I've wronged people, or the ways that I've hurt myself through sinning. Literally, that's all it is. It goes, if we put it to
Satan
a binary.
Satan got my ass good. He deformed me.
Yeah.
He deformed me. It's amazing. And at 30 years old, I'm excited to see how God's going to rebuild me.
He will. That's amazing.
So you're,
like,
you're
over a decade, he has just distorted everything.
Yeah.
It's
so you're
wild,
30
it's wild
now.
To look back on, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? It is.
You're exactly 30 now.
30 now, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Wow.
That's
so
perfect
good.
Then.
That's a good age.
I think didn't I get baptized at 30?
2 years ago? I remember meeting girls like this year where they were like, oh, that was last year where you said your husband had just been
baptized. It was
baptized.
Before I was 30.
I don't know anymore.
It was a few weeks before I was 30.
It was 2021.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. I don't know. As long as you did
it. Yeah, I remember when he got baptized. I was probably like so apathetic towards it. Like, oh, that's cool, Lewis. Like, but like not even feeling negatively or positively about it.
Oh,
so
you were just like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never hated God. I didn't love him. I just didn't really think about it. Mm. Weirdly.
Well.
Yeah, same. It just kind of happened.
Yeah. Well. And, you know, God chose everybody before the foundation of the world. Your name is written in the book of life. And one of the most assuring things I heard from a John MacArthur sermon, just because he's very black and white and very clear about it. He makes no kind of bullshit concessions.
Are these on YouTube?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just go straight to it because
John MacArthur.
Yeah, because he's very no nonsense. He does like straight up expositional preach. Listen, he's been doing it for 6 years, so he's very clear on it. And that I like instead of where like some churches we go to in Toronto, they're all very general. They might pull a pop culture reference because they have to make it interesting
mainstream.
To a non-believer.
Yeah.
Or they give you so little scripture that it's 3 sound bites of scripture and then talking about like driving on the 401.
You
like,
guys,
do you know what I
you
mean?
You guys might like my church. It's very traditional.
Yeah.
It is strange. It's like, it's near Toronto Style, actually.
Oh,
it's right.
Oh,
down,
really?
It's right to the street of Toronto Style.
Oh.
Oh.
And
what
it's
kind
like,
of church is it?
I don't know, actually. Chris, I should know this.
I don't know the denominations
like? Yet. It's Christian, but
yeah.
What was I gonna say? It's like walking through a time portal, bro. These people—they're dressed up like pioneers.
Ooh. Oh,
like the women wear these weird bandanas. They look like they're from.
Oh, they cover their head.
The 1800s.
They cover their head.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It's
yeah.
super traditional.
Wow.
Super traditional. It's kind of cool.
Pretty
That's
traditional.
Where you got baptized?
No, I actually didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I
you
got
didn't get
baptized somewhere else. But
somewhere else. Okay.
In my recovery community.
Okay.
It's not even in Toronto.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
But yeah, it's an interesting church. Yeah, we should go to church sometime.
Yeah, we'll go,
love
we'll
that.
Go.
We should. You should come to ours and then we'll go.
I'll check it out.
Yeah.
We'll get the lunch special.
Yeah, exactly.
Sushi on
board. Oh, yeah, we had that today, the best lunch.
Yeah.
After getting blasted at Good other stuff. Ship because I'm so messed up.
Assaulted.
I'm better now with the coffee. Thank you, Tim Horton. But I was just like sleeping on the floor for like hours because it like.
You got attacked by demons.
That makes sense.
I did, though. I did, though.
The heat would zap it out of you.
Yeah. This
that
is
makes
like,
sense.
It's like
also
the reverse.
I picked locker number 33, and there was like an Easter egg inside. We got this
weird hat, sauna hat.
We got this hat, which
retails. I'm like, I'm taking this. Like, you need a weird hat in your house.
55-55.
What's that symbol?
It's the logo of the place.
Dude, this place is so
it looks like a one eye. I know. I know. I know.
We should go tonight. Imagine if I went twice in the same day.
You went back at 10.
That'd be crazy.
Get me the 3-pack special.
Let's go. We'll check it out.
Yeah.
Can you bring your phone in and stuff?
No, no. No, you shouldn't.
You can't bring your phone in.
I even...
No, you'll be greeted by some
if you just have your phone.
Perky people
like
left their
like
phones.
Big Instagram reel or something.
People left their phones by like the water bottles, like because they're rich, right? No one's gonna take your shit, right? There's like it's only Asian and white people.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Just,
no anything
just
else.
Just Asian, just white.
No onion smell.
No in between.
Asians only steal our real estate.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, damn. Excuse me.
No, it's nice to not have...
I think I was in like a minor manic episode today.
Oh, really?
Kind of coming down from that. I was just like walking around the city making stupid videos on Instagram, feeling like so good. Like I was like just walking hand in hand with God. And then I'm just trying to be funny and have fun. And people message you like, are you okay? Like, should we be worried about
you?
Oh
my gosh.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just having
fun.
He's
high on Christ. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Leave brother Matt alone. I was
fine with the angels, but now I'm coming back down to reality. That's okay, though.
It's fine.
Life can't be fine with the angels all the time.
No, it can't.
I wish it was, though, because it's the best. I love it. It feels so good.
I don't think I've been there, but it, and I don't know, everyone has their own. The interesting thing
you'll
is
get
that,
there.
Yeah, God has his personal relationship with you.
You guys start volunteering or something, just doing something like that.
No, you know what
that's
I do?
That's where the juice is.
That's true. You know what I do, though, for me? Okay, because I was a former New Age girl. Yep. For me, it's like my evangelism and discipleship, because like that, we all had to do it, and we'll do it anyway. One, at work, people definitely know, and I uncovered like secret Christians, and like there's a lot of Christians in my workplace, which is small. Mm. Two, in my small groups, women who are new to Jesus or like had... Or also, like, a lot of girls just get lost in the spiritual, like, mumbo-jumbo. People like that. Or Catholics. Catholics. I think Catholics have, like, are very messed up. But it's, I have a handful of, like, Christian
friends. Yeah, they pray to people, which is bad.
Yeah, like, you pray.
It seems bad.
My friend, her whole family's Catholic, and she's Christian and goes to, like, the MacArthur Church. Lucky her. And she's like, just pray for my Catholic family. I'm like, well, look at this picture that of your sister's room. It's like the cross. And then there's an icon of Mary above the cross. Like, it tells you everything. It's a false idol.
Yeah.
But Catholics do not want to hear that from you. So I'm like, fine. I'll just, if you agreed with the work that Jesus did on the cross, fine, I'll leave it at that. But like, there's a lot of, you know, Satan is very deceptive and so twisty and turny, as we all know.
Yeah.
He really has fooled a lot of people. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry.
Doesn't becoming a Christian remind you of like Game of Thrones a little bit?
Oh, tell me why.
Because it's like, oh, I get up every day, I put on the armor of God, I find out that witches are real.
And they are.
It's like my job to go slay them. I'm like, this is a dream come true. It's what I always wanted.
You get up and go to war.
Like magic's real, but it's bad.
Yeah,
and you're on the good side. You got to defeat
the magic
black magicians.
The magic
warlocks.
Real, but is bad. If you go back and listen to the very first episodes of this podcast.
No.
It's really funny because it went through.
No,
like,
that's a cool arc, though.
It is actually very.
I've been. It's funny, guys. The New Age testimony thing. I've been watching those on YouTube all day. It's like girls who are in New Age thing and they
like,
found Jesus.
Because it is real. Because you can like divine stuff from like cars and stuff, and it's like, but it's bad. It's like it's really bad.
Only God
to,
knows your future.
It's
only
bad
God
to
knows
kind of mess
happening
with
for
that.
Your
Absolutely.
Life, and Absolutely. Only God can use us as a vessel for like your good and His glory.
But it makes you think about stuff like. Adrenochrome like sacrifices and stuff.
What's that?
Like,
what about sacrifice?
It makes you think about like stuff in a spiritual context. Like it's all real. Like people who satanic rituals and stuff. Like it does.
I watched a video. It was called High Level African Warlock Finds Jesus. Mm. And when this guy was born, he was married to a 60-year-old witch on the first day of his life.
Oh, wow.
And then he grew up and he was taught all this dark magic, all this Satanism, and he became one of the most powerful warlocks in Africa. Okay. It's a fucking wild story. And then he found Jesus. He married a Christian woman, right? And they started like having these dreams about the witch, and the witch was like doing these weird things in the dream realm.
Geez.
And the first night that his wife had a dream about the witch,
the Christian wife,
she had a brain aneurysm that night and died.
Damn.
Yeah. And he had to get remarried. He's a pastor now.
Oh, jeez.
But it's one of the craziest fucking videos I've ever watched. Yeah.
It's so nuts. Like,
I got married to a 60-year-old witch doctor.
She was very powerful. No, like, it's...
She was powerful, and then she killed my wife.
No, but, like, or, like, you know, like, formerly, like, gay lifestyle, like, gay guys... being converted, like some of my friends like have
I know a guy like
videos,
that too
like,
he was a gay cracker he got baptized and he doesn't think about men anymore
wow
I know a guy like that too
wow Praise be to God. Yeah, it was me. I know a guy just like that.
Baxter. Did you see the shadow people? I remember you talking
about
that.
Yeah, I saw
shadow people, yeah. On drugs. You haven't seen them?
No, I've not.
We don't sleep for 3 days. You see these shadow entities.
Yeah, because the last time you're around here.
And they're really creepy because they seem friendly at first, and then they turn on you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like other ship. The guy's like.
This last relapse, I saw them. I was in a car with my girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And these voices were speaking in like ancient tongues, and they're like, grab the wheel and kill both of you. And
it was jeez!
Luckily, I didn't do that, but I kind of wanted to.
Is it just a stimulant thing?
Yeah, for me, it's a stimulant thing.
It's just so you only get because I've heard about the shadow people on cocaine and meth.
And meth, yeah, it's the only time I've ever experienced them.
That's very interesting.
Just from not sleeping.
I was thinking about the Isle of Stimulants.
This is for you.
Quote from that guy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to give you that book that we got
good
when
news
we went to
by
Grace.
John MacArthur.
Yeah, it's really
the gospel. Thank you.
There you go. That's a baptism gift for you.
Nice little easy read.
You guys have read it already?
Yeah.
I haven't read it.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
I'm sure it's good.
No.
I'm actually doing a dopamine fast right now, so this is appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
No TV, no movies.
Good for you.
Interesting.
Good for you.
I want to become a reader. I want to read
books. And you should. Like,
I've been reading the Bible in the mornings. One of my Christian brothers encouraged me to read a psalm every morning.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
Like, that's a good place to start.
That's true. That is good. That's good.
Yeah. I like the quote of the day app.
The Bible app is good. You can do plans on the Bible app too.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
It's just like
an easy way to like look up passages, like any keyword or like come up with a verse. But it's nice to just have like something pop up that isn't like.
I'm going through the big book right now with a guy, which is like the AA Bible. But then after we're done that, the guy's actually taking me through the Bible, the Holy Bible.
Nice. So, Bible study is really the best.
Yeah. And he's a powerful guy. He's been doing this for like 20 years.
Wow.
I shouldn't say he's a powerful guy. He has a deep relationship with God.
He's a powerful witch doctor who killed his wife and got away with it.
Oh my gosh.
He blamed it on another witch.
No. No, it's good. And it's really the best to have mentors or people facilitating or like people to help guide you and help you create the relationship and foster and disciple, because otherwise you don't know how to read this book.
No.
Right? Like it's not like any book we've read. Like, you know, like being an English major doesn't help, but you do have to become a reader if you're not a natural reader who enjoys to read a book. But I think it's good because it will give you so much insight, revelation, and so much strength because
what's
you have
the study
comfort.
Bible part?
Okay,
does it give you things to like implement, like practical things?
The study Bible is mostly footnotes, but from here and honestly from this book, it'll just some of it can like most of it. It just gives you a lot of helpful background because they're right because the Bible was written for people that are not us. You have a historical context. You know, there's so many translations that might translate it literally from the Greek, Hebrew, or whatever. There's too much context because they lived in a different way,
right?
Like Leviticus or whatever, like all the holy laws, and it's confusing to read because they have all the customs and traditions that are completely foreign to us. So it just helps understand maybe a bit more of God's intent or the spirit in which is written, or like biblical stuff, like, you know, like when Paul was set blind on the road to Damascus, like, you know, there's just extra footnotes.
Cool.
So that's what it is. And I definitely recommend study Bibles. This one is the prime one, but there can be other ones like women's study Bible or different ones for like themes or like, you know what I mean? But a study Bible is really good and very helpful. Mm. Yeah.
Did you say a different one for thieves?
Themes. Like it could be like if you had like a teenager, the teenager's study Bible.
Right.
Notes for them. So I find study Bibles really good.
Just one last thing before we wrap up. Could you explain what Oberammergau is?
Oh,
because we haven't talked about it before.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. This is from my tourism days. Oberammergau. It's a small town in Bavaria, which was struck with the plague in the 1600s. And of course, they're like German Catholics. So they were like, the plague is killing everyone in our small town. Apparently the townspeople prayed to God and said, please don't let anyone be killed. If you do that, God, if you do this miracle, we will do a passion play in your honor every 10 years. And they did all from the 1600s onwards. Barack Obama, Sir Ian McKellen, you know, dead kings and queens that we don't know, have made a pilgrimage to go see this. This is the largest open air theater in the world. You have a backdrop of the Alps. So it seats 1,000 people on stage.
You have to be born in the town.
Oh, to act in it.
To act
all
in
the
it.
All the townspeople are the actors. So
what country is this in?
It's in Germany.
In Germany.
And
so if your dad was like Joseph, so it goes like
be, yeah.
You get preferred spots if your like lineage is like if your dad was Joseph or like the innkeeper.
So wait, it's not based on skill at performing?
It probably is, yeah.
There
probably is some element of that, but yeah, like you have to kind of be from the town. It'd be funny if it was just like eventually just all like African refugees.
Well, no, you have to have lived in the town for 10 years. Or have been born there to participate.
Interesting.
They will do. So it's the days
is there
of Jesus
any room at
passion.
The inn?
Yeah, it's like Jesus'
it's
passion.
Like African warlords.
The passion of Jesus Christ. So his entrance, like they have livestock. Like he
acting
comes on
is gay.
The he arrives on the donkey. The men grow their beards and hair for a year, so it's authentic. The life expectancy rises around the years of the passion play because if you were an old man, you're like, oh, I got to play the priest. Like, you want to be alive for it. And the town made a lot of money on it. So if they needed a pool, they would say like, oh, the play will pay for it because just it's a very popular tourist attraction, not just for Christians, but if you're into amateur theater, because it's only townspeople that can do it. They used to have only unmarried women could play Mary, or they wouldn't let married women or women over 30 to be in it because it's just funny. And for the first time, like it was postponed only for the World Wars and COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
So the 2020 version was canceled and they did it in 2022. The next one will be in 2030. And like, I'm going, I need to go. We're going. And the 2030 one will be just really fucked, right? Because the 2021, they're like, oh, I consulted with Jewish religious experts to make sure it was okay and it's not anti-Semitic because the Jews killed Jesus, right? But that's a Pharisee. It's not all the Jewish people are like naughty and they killed Jesus. No, no. Mm. A certain sect of religious, like zealous law, like by the law, by the works type, you know, religious people were the ones who persecuted Jesus. All of them are Jewish. But back in the day, it used to be more like they would wear horns on their hats. Like it would be more like evil Jew type personifications in how they would costume them. Now it's more sensitive. Like Jesus in the 2022 opens the Torah and they sing a Jewish song. Do you know what I mean? They got an award from like the Jewish Star Award for being sensitive and portraying Jews in a positive light because that's how that's a world we live in today. But I do need to see it.
I played the innkeeper
like
in
performance
in the nativity play, and my mom was trying to say that the innkeeper was like the main role.
No,
it isn't.
You were the innkeeper.
I was the innkeeper. Yeah,
oh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it was just funny at the
how
time. She
you?
Was like bigging up the part. Like, oh yeah, the innkeeper's basically
that's so cute.
The main character. I was like, yeah.
Were you
that's
like,
sweet? I know what you're saying.
How old were you?
I'm not sure. Very
you were
young.
Small. You were small.
Yeah,
like
very,
eight.
Very
or less.
Small. It was
that's
all
so
about
cute.
The innkeeper.
A little innkeeper. That's cute.
Airbnb being his
the Messiah
glamping,
was here.
Glamping manger. I'm laughing about the last, like, the year after the Messiah. What did they know? The Messiah was born? When
20,
it happened? Or was it
2023 like, years ago?
Did he have to prove himself first? It wasn't the following year that the innkeeper was like, okay, I'm going to be Airbnb in this, like, manger.
The Messiah was born here.
I don't know. All right.
Do you guys think he's coming back anytime soon?
He's always coming back soon. Even in the days of the Romans and the Apostle Paul, it's always
people
soon.
People always believe that.
What?
People have always believed he's coming back soon?
Yeah, even then.
I think people long for it. They just want to see
people
him.
People
so
long
bad.
For
they
it.
They want to be in the generation where they get to see him come back.
Yeah, yeah. And all.
I do, honestly.
Yeah.
Right? I hope he does come back soon.
Yeah, and like.
Just one last tour.
Yeah, like. And for true believers, whatever it is, every eye will see, everyone will see it. It will be unmistakable, yep. Which is amazing. And finally, I think there was a good sermon, again, from John MacArthur that was like, you know, Satan wants to put doubt in you and in me that, and like even Lee Fernandez had tried to put doubt in my mind.
What?
Like, oh, how do you know that you're going to, I'm like, I'm going there, man. Grandma was saved. I'm like,
he
I'm
was
saved.
Like, he
by,
was like, no,
by
you're
the
not.
Blood of
you're
Christ.
Gonna be in hell with me and Liam.
Yeah, like you know, right? And I'm like,
and
no.
He was like, yeah, I don't think your wife liked that. And I was like, nope, she did not.
I'm not.
But it was really
I'm not
funny.
Going there. Like, I'm not. Like,
well,
you
as long
know,
as you believe in Jesus and repent, I think
what?
That you just believe in Jesus and repent.
You don't have to do any of the...
It's right there. It's all right here, Romans.
Chants all goofy shit. It's pretty cut and dry.
It's your confession. Yeah. It's your faith. It's your changed life. If you look back to who you were before, I'm so different. Like, yeah, did I lose a lot of friends? 1,000%. I'm glad for that.
That's starting to happen in my life, too.
Yeah, and I
don't give a shit.
Yeah, and I gained so many amazing sisters in Christ that have faith for me and, like, really care for me in a way that my former friends...
I would rather
not.
Be alone with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit than my shitty friends.
Yeah, right.
I'm just alone now. It's great.
Yeah, it's like good. It's good. It's less complicated and very simple, but I think one of the best things is that it's literally called, it's the mystery of the gospel. It works its way out in paradoxical ways because all of that is inexplainable by rationality, science, and like bullshit that people try to put on you because God created everything and it's all from God. So maybe just go to the source and read it, and like people should not question, attack, and they will because they don't know. Mm-hmm. I get that, but I'm like, I just don't listen.
Yeah, that's why the I don't care thing I tried to explain earlier is so powerful. You just don't care. Yeah. Like, okay, cool.
No, or all like, right. Yes, but Matt, is dying in the ha-ra-ra-ra. Please give money for ha-ra-ra-ra. I'm very concerned about ha-ra-ra-ra.
I don't care.
Or like, oh, the world is destroying us. I'm like, no, man. Nope.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I feel that's a good place to leave it.
All right. All right. Good to see you guys. God bless.
Wow. Praise Christ. Amen. Like, there's always a grain of truth, but, like, divination, like I...